6 minutes to go as Selby crosses the timeline. We're at the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. 89 all the score. Selby right sideline. Back out to Hundley. To the high post. Scher. Gives it off to Baylor. Baylor edge of the key now to the free throw line and out to Selby for the jump shot. It's good! Selby's hit 3 out of 4 in this fourth quarter. He has 15 points. Front court. Ball left now for McCarthy. Gives it off to Cy Green. He leaves it for Hagan. Goes to the baseline. The hook is blocked by LaRusso, but picked up by Lavellet. His hook is short, but he was fouled for two. Charlie Scher's fourth foul. And the fifth on the Lakers. No, it is a one-shot foul. The Hawks very unhappy with that call. Lavellet gets one. It is not good. He's missed 3 in a row, but it's tipped out by Hagan to McCarthy. Back to Hagan, right baseline. Pass in beautifully, and Piontek blew the shot. He blew it, and the rebound is by Scher. Lakers fall. 5:18 to go, 91-89. Hundley gives it off to Scher. Gives it back off, and it's stolen by Green. His pass deflected, but picked up by McCarthy. Off to Hagan, left baseline. Back out to McCarthy. Jump shot. Good. 10 points for McCarthy as the Lakers sagging off. Let him shoot. And it's tied up 91 all. 4:50 to go in the game. To the right side. To LaRusso. Back out to Hundley. To Selby behind Baylor. Bumps into Baylor. Loses the ball, but LaRusso goes out to get it. Back to Selby. 7 seconds left. He shoots with 5. Not good. Back rim. Selby lost the ball. LaRusso has it. Brings it back out. Off to Baylor. 15-foot jumper. Good. Baylor has 31, and the Lakers lead by 2. 93-91, 4:25 to go. McCarthy, front court. Leaves it for Green. Edge of the key. Pettit ready to come back in. Hagan, edge of the circle. 20-foot jump. Off the mark. Under the basket. Out of bounds. It missed the bucket. It's the Lakers' ball. Piontek goes out. Pettit back in. Pettit has 5 fouls, remember. So has Lavellet. They're both in the game. For the Lakers, Scher in the game with 5. Felix on the bench with 5. Lakers bring it up court. 4:08 to go. They lead by 2. Selby left sideline. Out to Hundley. In the lane. 2. Scher, right-hand hook. Off the rim. Rebound by the Hawks. Green. He brings it up court. Drives all the way. Shot off the backboard, but he was fouled and will get 2. He went sailing out of bounds, and Scher picks him up. Fouls on Scher. That's his 5th foul on Scher. I think I said he had 5. I just added them up wrong. That's the 6th on the Lakers. 2 free throws, but only 2 for Green. He has 20 points, 14 of them in this half. Has played another marvelous game. First one good. 3:57 left to play as he'll try to tie the score for the 13th time in this game. In and out, he didn't. Lakers still lead as LaRusso rebounds. Hundley brings it up court. Front court, right side, holds that ball. Off to LaRusso. Guarded by Pettit, who's back in there. Scher at the free throw line. Gives it off to Hundley. Deflected away by Green, but Hundley goes out to get it. To LaRusso. Jump shot, free throw line, not good. Rebound by Baylor. Pumps it up, close range. It is good. Hit the back rim, popped up, and went on down. 33 for Baylor. Lakers lead by 3. 3:28 to go. 95-92. Green edge of the key, left side to Lavellet. Lob pass into Pettit. He's there for the basket. 23 points for Pettit. Laker lead is down to 1 again. 3 1/4 to go. 95-94. Selby, way out. Off to Scher, gets it back. Drives, slants right. Pass in, but Hundley couldn't get it, and it's picked up by Lavellet. Over to the Hawks. Front court McCarthy, left sideline. 3 minutes to go. McCarthy back out to Green. Drives, lays it up and in. There was a foul on the play. The basket counts. Fouls on Hundley. The Lakers call a timeout and listen to this crowd. A good evening tonight and a good morning tomorrow. Call for tall drinks made with sparkling Canada Dry ginger ale or club soda. Exclusive Pinpoint carbonation keeps your drink fresher longer and keeps you feeling better. That's a fact. Those tiny Pinpoint bubbles curb unhappy mornings after. Give it a try. Make your very next drink with a Canada Dry mixer. Ginger ale or club soda. That was the seventh Laker foul. It was the second on Huntley. So Green will have one. If he misses it, he'll have another one. We have 2:53 left to play in this game. The Hawks now lead by one, 96-95. And what a ball game it has been. Jim Pollard over at the scorer's table, probably checking on timeouts remaining and possibly on the foul status of some of his players. He has Felix and Cher both with five fouls. For the Hawks, Pettit and Lavellet both have five. Pettit has scored 23, Hagan 22, Lavellet 12, Cy Green 23, and McCarthy 10. The Lakers in double figures, Baylor with 33, Hawkins with 12, Huntley with 13, and Selby with 15. This is the first game in this series in which neither team has appeared particularly tired at this stage of the ballgame. I don't mean that they're not tired, but they are not flat at all. All right, play resuming. We'll have Green at the line. Incidentally, there have been only four fouls on St. Louis, and that's a factor that will help the Hawks now. They can commit one-shot fouls with just 2:53 left to go. Green at the line now. So the Lakers are forced to hit those buckets. Free throw, good. Lakers fall. They're down by two, 97-95. Huntley will bring it up court. Goes into that front court. Gives it off to LaRusso. Into Baylor. He drives in. Lays it up. Not good. He was pushed by Hagan. That's the fourth on Hagan, but only the fifth on the Hawks. And Baylor gets only one. So the strategy we told you about, of course, goes into effect immediately. Baylor has missed three straight free throws, but this one is good. Lakers trail by one, 97-96. Hawks still have one more foul to go before they get into that bonus problem. Green in the front court. Off to McCarthy. 2:35 to go. To Pettit. Along that baseline. Jump shot. Good. 25 for Pettit. Pass in. Stolen by the Hawks. Green knocked it in the hands of McCarthy. Back out to McCarthy. They'll take their time with 2:20 to go. They lead by three. Key play by Cy Green. Off to Lavellet. Edge of the key. He leaves it for Pettit. Off to Hagan. His pass in to Green. He misses his shot. It rolled off, but he gets the rebound, and he missed again. It's knocked out to side court, and it belongs to the Hawks. No, it's the Lakers' ball. 2 minutes to go. Hawks lead by three. Lakers bring it up court. Selby in charge. Bounce pass off to Cher. Charlie almost loses the ball on the dribble. Gives it off to Baylor. 15-foot jump. It's good. 36 for Baylor. The Lakers down by one, 99-98. 1:45 left to go as McCarthy crosses the timeline. Off to Green, back to McCarthy, edge of the key. Pivoting around, shovels it off to Hagan. Hagan edge of the key, farther into Pettit, along that baseline. Jump shot, short, rebound by Baylor, loses the ball, picked up by LaRusso. He passes to Selby, has only Pettit to beat. He does and scores. The basket counts, and if the foul is on Pettit, then he is out of there. I have that as the sixth on Pettit. Pettit fouls out with 25 points, and Piontek comes in for him. And now, with the Lakers leading by one, Selby gets a free throw to boot. He gets only one. That was the sixth foul on the Hawks. No bonus. Frank has 17 points, eight of them in this quarter. The free throw is good, and the Lakers lead by two. 1:25 to go. It's 101-99. Another tremendous battle. Edge of the key, Johnny McCarthy. Bounce pass to Lavellet. Foul on Cher. He fouls out. Cher fouls out with five.
call on Cher.
Now let's see who comes in. It'll be Felix. Felix has five fouls, incidentally, and Krebs is on the bench with four. That's a total of 15 fouls on the three Lakers centers.
Cher leaves the game to be replaced by number 14, Larry Fox.
1 minute and 17 seconds to go. Felix comes in. Lavellet will get one plus the bonus, two free throws. If he makes them both, he'll tie the score. He has missed three in a row in this quarter. In fact, the Hawks have made four and missed five at the line in this quarter. The Lakers have made four and missed three, so neither team has been too sharp at the line. Lavellet ready now. His first free throw is good. That's his 13th point. He'll try to tie the score. It is good. 101 to 101. 1:17 to go. Pass in Hundley. He brings it up court. The Hawks cannot afford a foul now. It'll cost them on the bonus because they have committed six. Selby with that ball. Gives it off to Baylor. Baylor dribbling around with Piontek on him. Gives it off to Selby. Slants left. Takes the shot. It is not good. It's tipped up by Felix. Not good. Rebound by LaRusso. Not good. A foul on the Hawks. I think it's on Hagan, but I'm by no means sure. It is on Hagan. That's his fifth. And that's the bonus. LaRusso at the line. Let's see if it's two or three for two.
At the line number 35, Ray LaRusso will have
yes, three for two. If he misses either of the first two, he'll get another one. Score's tied. 55 seconds to go. Free throw, good. LaRusso breaks the tie. The Lakers are back out in front. He'll have at least one more. Second one good. The Lakers lead by 2 points. 103 to 101. The Hawks call a timeout on the pass in. That stops the clock with 54 seconds to go. Ray Christensen at Kiel Auditorium. At least I think I still am. What a tremendous ball game. The Lakers lead by 2 points on a pair of free throws by Rudy LaRusso. The Lakers, who have truly dominated the rebounds for the first time in this series in this second half. Lead by two. It'll be the Hawks ball on a midcourt pass in with 54 seconds to play. Remember the sixth game of the series, Thursday night, the Minneapolis Armory. Tickets on sale tomorrow at Field Slick in St. Paul, the downtown ticket office in Minneapolis, and the Laker ticket office at 1100 Nicollet. And that will be open until 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So if you're a basketball fan, unless you have tickets to the state tournament, boy, you get tickets to that Laker-Hawks game because these teams are playing tremendous basketball. This one is right down to the wire, and neither team is flat. In the other games, it's been one team or the other taking up a surge in the closing minutes. This team game has had both of them hot. The Lakers, with Baylor going all the way, have Baylor, LaRusso, Felix, Huntley, and Selby. The Hawks with Piontek, replacing Tedder, who is fouled out. Hagan, Lavellet, Green, and McCarthy. Midcourt pass in Green. Play ready to resume. 54 seconds to go. Pass into McCarthy. Edge of the key. Holds that ball. Bounces it off to Hagan. And a foul on LaRusso. Hagan will get one plus one. And that's the fifth on LaRusso. So it's two free throws, but only two for Hagan. He has 22 points. Green has 24, and Pettit fouled out with 25. Hagan ready. 50 seconds to go. 5-0. Free throw good. He's at that line for one more. This could tie it up for the 14th time. It does. Free throw good. Here come the Lakers. 50 seconds to go. It's 103 to 103. Selby, front court, edge of the key, right side, off to LaRusso. Farther into Felix, almost lost it, has it again. Cross court to Hundley. Hundley now brings it back out. 6 seconds to go to Felix. Better shoot in a hurry, Ray. Lets it go. It's off the rim, not good. Rebound. It'll be a jump ball. Hagan and LaRusso. Hagan finally got the ball away, but Mendy Rudolph had blown his whistle and properly called it a jump ball. Fan, a big one, came onto the edge of the court, and Rudolph gave him a dirty look, and he wilted. Now the jump ball, the tap to side court, and tap back into Felix. Final hawk. Lakers ball. Felix back out with 19 seconds to go. 17, 16, 15. And there's timeout with 14 for the Lakers. The time clock will not apply. It'll be the Lakers ball with 14 seconds to go. The Lakers will have a midcourt pass in. They're going to bring Jim Krebs in. Krebs will come in for Felix.
Number 32, Jim Krebs, replaces Ray Felix.
Jim, a little hotter, sudden man than Felix. We have 14 seconds left. 103 to 103. The Lakers can use that full 14 seconds. The score is tied. And strategy is really being plotted. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So what's it got to be? Overtime, the Lakers winning in the last second basket. You never know, the Hawks might get the ball with enough time and call timeout. They could win it in regulation time. Doesn't take long for a field goal or for a foul. Both teams, of course, well past the bonus, so any foul draws the bonus. Larry Faust is going to come in for the Hawks, replacing Lavelle. Hawks will have Piontek, Hagan, Faust, Green, and McCarthy. The Lakers, Baylor, LaRusso, Krebs, Huntley, and Selby. Selby. ...14 seconds left to go. Midcourt pass in by Huntley. Krebs underneath the basket. Baylor out at the free throw line. LaRusso on the right side. Selby farthest out. Ready for the pass in to Selby. 13 seconds left. To Huntley with 12. Krebs through 11. Huntley with 10. Back out to Krebs. 8 seconds. Huntley to Baylor with 7. With 6. With 5. With 4. With 3. Jump shot Baylor. It is in and out. Not good. And we're going into overtime. In and out, and we go into overtime. All tied up. 103 to 103. How about that?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're in overtime.
Overtime.
We'll have the scoring for the official regulation time in a moment. You know, it's a flavor worth singing about, the wonderful flavor of Fairmont milk, a very special kind of flavor, and here's the song that tells you all about it. Give a listen.
It's got that happy go healthy flavor, Fairmont milk.
Fairmont.
Happy go healthy flavor, Fairmont milk.
Fairmont is more refreshing. There's no finer you can buy, more enjoyable to drink. And here's the reason why.
It's got that happy go healthy flavor, Fairmont milk.
Fairmont.
Happy go healthy flavor, Fairmont milk.
Fairmont gives protein and energy the better tasting way. Tastes better, it's like the fellas say.
It's got that happy go healthy flavor, Fairmont milk.
Fairmont.
Happy go healthy flavor, Fairmont milk.
Fairmont.
Happy go healthy.
We're all tied up in overtime, 103 to 103. The Lakers outscored 30 to 28 in that fourth quarter. Scoring for the first four quarters of play for the Lakers, Baylor 36. LaRusso, 8. Hawkins, 12. Felix, 6. Scherr fouled out with 5. Huntley, 13. Leonard, 5. Selby, 18. Half of them in the fourth quarter. For the Hawks, Pettit fouled out with 25. Hagan has 24. Piontek, 2. Lavelle, 14. He's back in for the Hawks. Faust, 4. Green, 24. And McCarthy, 10. The Hawks shot 61% in the fourth quarter. They only got 18 shots and made 11 of them. The Lakers hit 11 of 26 for almost 42% as they dominated the boards. Piontek, Hagan, Lavelle, Green, and McCarthy against Baylor, LaRusso, Krebs, Huntley, and Selby. Baylor will jump against Lavelle. The tap by Baylor, batted around, picked up by the Lakers. Over to LaRusso. This is a five-minute overtime. Huntley in the front court gives it off to Krebs, left sideline. Back off to Huntley at that sideline. farther end of Baylor with Piontek on him. Maneuvers his way in. Right-hand layup is off the mark. Not good. Rebound by LaRusso. He was fouled by Hagan. That's all for Hagan if it's on him.
The foul number 16 with Hagan.
I have that as number 6 on Hagan. Hagan fouls out.
That is Hagan's 6th personal foul.
He fouls out with 24 points. And the Hawks have now lost Pettit and Hagan. Let's see if they bring in Bob Ferry. The Hawks have lost two-thirds of their front-line punch. Now Bob Ferry will come in for the first time in this ballgame. LaRusso at the line.
Number 35, LaRusso shooting two.
Gets two free throws. 4:46 to play in the overtime. The free throw is good. One more. Rudy has all 9 of his points in the second half. His second one is good, and the Lakers have the first 2 points of the overtime. Cher is fouled out for the Lakers. Pettit and Hagan for the Hawks, and LaVellet has 5 fouls. Pass into Green. He's in the front court. Gives it off to McCarthy. Gets it back. Edge of the key. To Piontek. Back over to Green. Drives right. Brings the ball back out. Long pass back out to McCarthy. He leaves it for Ferry. They've got to shoot in a hurry. Back over to Green. 6 seconds. 5. He shoots. It's off the rim. Rebound by Ferry. And a foul on the Lakers. One shot, I think. I think LaRusso. No, it's on Selby. Good thing not LaRusso, because he would have fouled out. That's 5 on Selby. Baylor has just 3, incidentally. LaRusso has 5. Krebs has 4 and Selby 5 of the men in the lineup. One free throw for Ferry. It is not good. The rebound by LaVellet. Shovels it back out to Cy Green. Long one by McCarthy. Good! 25-footer. That ties it up. 4:10 to go. 105 to 105. Hundley off to Krebs. Left sideline. Back out to Hundley. Into Baylor. He twists, pumps it up, banks it in. It's good. Baylor puts the Lakers back out in front. 4 minutes to go. 107 to 105. Left side, Piontek. Leaves it for Cy Green. Now to McCarthy. Drives to that baseline. In under. Twists it up. It is good. Reverse layup by McCarthy. 107-107. 3:43 to go. Selby in the front court. Off to Krebs. Gives it to Hundley. Back out to Krebs. Back to Hundley. And a foul on Piontek or Baylor. Offensive foul on Baylor. That's the 4th on Baylor, and it gives the Hawks the ball. So that's a key play. 3:35, the pass in for the Hawks. It's tied. Left side now, Piontek with that ball. Gives it to Ferry. Off to McCarthy, to the baseline, to LaVellet. The right-hand hook blocked by Krebs, recovered by LaVellet. Jump ball. Krebs blocked it long enough for a jump ball. So a very important jump ball coming up. LaVellet 1 inch taller. The tap by LaVellet to side court. Goes out of bounds, and let's see. They're going to jump again. Both had a hand on it on the jump. They'll jump once more, and the tap goes to side court again and out of bounds. And it is the Hawks ball. Deflected out by Selby. Green will pass it in for St. Louis. 3:18 left to go. Ray Christensen reporting over WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Pass into McCarthy. Edge of the circle. Off to Green. Trying to wheel in. Gets in under. Lays it up. It's over the basket. Follow-up Ferry. Not good. Rebound by Krebs. Lakers ball. Score is tied. 3:05 to go. The Lakers have the ball. Front court Selby. Out to Krebs. Edge of the key. To LaRusso. Farther over to the right side. To Selby.
6 seconds.
Time running out as Selby shoots off the rim. Not good. Failed the rebound. Couldn't control it. Piontek gives it over to McCarthy. 2:40 to go. McCarthy goes into that lane. Lays it up. Blocked by LaRusso. Out of bounds. Hawks ball, Lakers ball. It's the Lakers ball. Fine play by LaRusso as McCarthy tried for another reverse layup. Hundley front court to the right side to LaRusso. 2.5 minutes to go. Tied in overtime. Right side, Selby. Gives it back out to Hundley. Edge of the key. Back over to Selby. Farther into Baylor. Baylor to that baseline. In under. Passes out to LaRusso. Twists it up and in. The basket counts. He was fouled.
Basket by LaRusso. Russo's good. He fouled number 17, Cy Green.
Cy Green committing his fourth foul. That's the second overtime foul on the Hawks. LaRusso at the line with a chance for a three-point play. He has four of the Lakers' 6 points in overtime. The Lakers lead by two, 2:20 to go. The free throw is good. And for the first time, there's a three-point lead in this overtime. Pressure on the Hawks now. Green will take it across the timeline. Off to McCarthy. Farther over to Perry. Back to McCarthy, left side. Drives to that baseline. Twisted up. Blocked. Picked up by LaRusso. Blocked by Krebs. Over to Hundley. Lakers fall, and they have the lead. Over to LaRusso, and he'll bring it up court. Leaves the ball for Hundley, who gets into the front court. Fans thought he went back across the timeline. It appeared to us that he did not. Back out to Krebs. Leaves it for Baylor. 20-foot jump shot. Off the rim, rebound, Lavelle. Hawks ball. 1:48 to go. Lakers lead, 110-107. Front court, McCarthy, edge of the key. Gives it off to Cy Green. Farther out to Piontek. Lobs it into Lavelle. Twisting hook, he was fouled. He'll get two. LaRusso fouls out of the game. He fouls out with 13 points. So two men have fouled out for both teams, and the benches are getting kind of thin. Hawkins with five fouls will be coming in. Lavella with a pair can bring the Hawks within one with 1:38 left to play. Lavella also has five fouls. He has 14 points. Two free throws for Lavelle. The first is good. 15 points. One more coming. Lakers with Baylor, Hawkins, Krebs, Hundley, and Selby. The Hawks with Piontek, Perry, Lavelle, Green, and McCarthy. The free throw is good, and the Hawks are within one. 110-109. Pass into Hundley. He's into the front court with that ball. Gives it back out to Selby. Gets it back. He drives in, lays it up, and missed his shot. Baylor battling for it. Lost it to side court, out of bounds. Lakers ball. Hundley will pass it in for the Lakers. It's batted away by Lavelle, who steals the ball. Hawks ball. 1:20 to go. They're down by one. Hundley's pass in, intercepted by Lavelle at the Hawks call timeout. 1:16 left to play in overtime. The Hawks, down by one, will have the ball at midcourt. Boy, oh boy, we might have another overtime, so I'm going to save my voice and we will listen to the organ. Just about ready to resume. No lineup changes. The Hawks will pass it in at midcourt. They trail by one. But with their two top scorers, Pettit and Hagen, fouled out, they have come up with stubborn defenses. They've gotten that ball twice from the Lakers and are within 1 point. 110-109. Bob Leonard indicating the Lakers have one more timeout. Pass in by Green to McCarthy. Back to Green. 1:13 left to play. McCarthy with that ball looks to Lavelle. Passes to him for the right-hand hook. Not good. Rebound by Selby. Lakers fall. Selby will bring it up court. Passes quickly to Baylor. 1 minute to go. Lakers lead by one in overtime. Baylor with that ball. 55 seconds. Now Krebs has it. Gives it off to Selby with 12 seconds left on the clock. Selby off to Krebs, gets it back, 7 seconds left. Selby shoots with five, short of the basket, rebound Baylor. He is tied up, will have a jump ball. With 42 seconds, we'll have a jump ball. And boy, it's getting important now. The Lakers lead by one. Baylor will jump against Green. He's 3 inches taller. The tap by Baylor and aimed for Hawkins, knocked out of bounds by Piontek. It's the Hawks' ball.